After the Disappearance of the Guru. This article is adapted from a lecture given by Swami Biji Narasingha Maharaj on the Tirubhav anniversary of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, October 31st, 2000, at Radhadamodar Temple, Sri Vrindavan Dham. The article begins with a question. What are the types of disciples who become manifest after the disappearance of the Guru? Narasingha Maharaj answers, there are gradations and subgradations of all things, but basically the disciples of the Guru manifest in three main categories, Kanishta, Madhyama, and Uttama. The gradation in the development of Shraddha, or faith, may be taken as the basic differentiating factor in these three types of disciples. The Kanishta Adhikari disciple has very little Shraddha. His faith in the instruction and spiritual teachings of the Guru is very meager, and he has no faith in the Vaishnavas. Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Svalpa Punyavatam Rajan Vishvaso Naiva Jayate. Translation. For those who have amassed very few pious activities, their faith in Mahaprasad, in Sri Govinda, in the holy name, and in the Vaishnavas is never born. The Kanishta Adhikari disciple worships the physical form of his Gurudev and may shout, Jai Prabhupada, at the top of his lungs. But such glorification of the Guru is lip deep only, because the Kanishta Adhikari disciple has no proper service attitude, faith, or surrender. The Kanishta Adhikari disciple proclaims his Gurudev to be the only bona fide Guru. Having rejected the ontological position of Srila Rupa Goswami as the Acharya of the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Kanishta Adhikari disciple thinks, because my Gurudev is the founder Acharya, the efficacy of the Guru Parampara is no longer applicable. All other branches and sub-branches of the Guru Parampara are all rendered useless. The Kanishta Adhikari disciple thinks that his Gurudev is absolute in all circumstances. He is unable to understand and properly harmonize the relative and absolute statements of the Guru. The Kanishta Adhikari disciple has no subjective realization of his Gurudev, and he does not know anything of the ontological position of his Gurudev in terms of Guru Varga and Aprakrita Lila. He is materially attached to the formal institution of his Gurudev, but he is lacking in Siddhanta or philosophical understanding of the truths, or tattvas, concerning the absolute truth. For all his endeavors, the Kanishta Adhikari disciple simply becomes absorbed in society consciousness, but not God consciousness. The Kanishta Adhikari disciple lacks proper discrimination, and he is thus offensive to pure Vaishnavas. He considers his Gurudev as non-different from the formal institution, non-different from his murti, and non-different from his books. But he cannot recognize his guru on an internal plane. The Kanishta Adhikari disciple knows that everything is in Prabhupada's books, but he does not know what that thing really is. On certain holy days, the Kanishta Adhikari disciple expresses his mundane sentiments of how his Gurudev saved him from material life. But the Kanishta Adhikari disciple cannot follow even the four regulative principles. Sometimes, however, the Kanishta Adhikari disciple does rigidly follow the four regulative principles, but he does not follow the internal principles of pure devotional service, nor does he have any capacity to recognize the flow of divinity. The Kanishta Adhikari disciple measures everything from the external or relative point of view. The Kanishta Adhikari disciple prides himself in external achievements of acquiring land, constructing buildings, amassing money, and gathering many followers. But he has no concern for, or understanding of, inner spiritual life. The Kanishta Adhikari devotee is a Bahiranga Bhakta, an external devotee. The Kanishta Adhikari disciple sometimes thinks that he has become a Rasika Bhakta, and tries to relish the mellow of the higher leelas of the Supreme Lord. But due to his lack of genuine qualifications, the Kanishta Adhikari disciple displeases his spiritual master and creates a disturbance in the eternal leelas of the Lord. Due to management propensities, expertise in business, or often by default, time spent in the mission, the Kanishta Adhikari disciple rises to a position of prominence and authority within the institution of his Gurudev. He then creates havoc and great disruption by turning the spiritual mission of his Gurudev into a mundane institution for profit, adoration, and distinction. The Kanishta Adhikari disciple sometimes occupies the living quarters of his Gurudev as his own. He strives for more and more control over the institution. He despises the spiritual advancement of his godbrothers, and he uses the money collected for devotional service to lodge court cases against his godbrothers, simply to further his own selfish ends. The Kanishta Adhikari disciple who is attached to women and attached to the association of women sometimes becomes guru in the institution of the spiritual master. He then cheats his disciples by collecting donations from them, simply for maintaining his material attachments. The Kanishta Adhikari disciple also sometimes takes sannyas and becomes a guru in the institution of his Gurudev, but he later gives it up and marries one of his disciples or engages in numerous other non-devotional activities. The spiritual intelligence of the Kanishta Adhikari disciple is always bewildered by Maya, but he is nonetheless very expert in making excuses why he has failed to live up to or why he has abandoned his duty to the spiritual master. The Kanishta Adhikari disciple thinks that time and physical proximity with the guru enables one to understand the purpose of the guru. Such Kanishta Adhikari disciples do not know that only faith and surrender to the guru will enable one to know the real purpose of the spiritual master. Physical proximity alone never gains one the adhikar, or qualification, to understand the absolute truth. Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata guru tasyaite katita hyarta prakashante mahatmana. Translation: only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. From the Shveta Shvetarupanishad. Not understanding the true purpose of the spiritual master, the Kanishta Adhikari disciple sometimes returns to the university to obtain a degree. He says that if he has a PhD certificate, then people will take him more seriously when he speaks about the teachings of his Gurudev. The Kanishta Adhikari disciple does not know that if he simply becomes a pure devotee of Krishna, then the whole world will be attentive to what he has to say. Thus, the Kanishta Adhikari disciple is of no spiritual credit to the greatness of his Gurudev. Unfortunately, the Kanishta Adhikari disciple is an embarrassment to his Gurudev, and thus he misses the opportunity of attaining love of God, Prema Bhakti. The Kanishta Adhikari disciple believes that despite his not pleasing the spiritual master will take him back to Godhead anyways. However, due to his many offenses, the Kanishta Adhikari disciple does not have the mercy of the spiritual master, and thus the eligibility of his going back to home, back to Godhead, is highly unlikely. We should sincerely pray at the lotus feet of Gurudev and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that they may be pleased to save us from the mentality of becoming a Kanishta Adhikari. The Madhyamadhikari disciple is greatly superior to the Kanishta Adhikari, as he shows us proper discrimination and places great emphasis on the vani, or instruction, and spiritual teachings of the spiritual master. The Madhyamadhikari disciple has Guru Nishta, or firm faith in the Guru, and this is confirmed by his engaging in a strong practicing life of Krishna consciousness. The Madhyamadhikari disciple gives preference to substance over form, and thus he becomes more and more absorbed in God consciousness and free from the shackles of society consciousness and institutional considerations. Whenever it is necessary, the Madhyamadhikari disciple may sacrifice the relative consideration for the sake of the absolute consideration. In the beginning, the Madhyamadhikari disciple is interested to carry out the vani of his Gurudev to the letter of the law, but he often fails to understand the spirit of the law. An advanced Madhyamadhikari disciple, however, understands the underlying spirit of the law, and thus he does not follow the law simply for the law's sake. An advanced Madhyamadhikari disciple can discriminate between relative and absolute instructions given by the spiritual master, and he understands how such instructions are to be applied according to time, place, and circumstances. The Madhyamadhikari disciple realizes the non-difference of the plurality of gurus in the Guru Tattva principle and seeks the association of those higher thinking or Uttama devotees of the Supreme Lord. Thus, the Madhyamadhikari disciple makes spiritual advancement and he begins to manifest the personal character of one absorbed in pure devotional service. Superior to the Madhyamadhikari disciple is the Uttamadhikari disciple, who, due to his advanced faith, has fully surrendered to his Gurudev. The Uttamadhikari disciple realizes the subjective nature of the Guru principle and the ontological position of his beloved Gurudev. Seeking the dust of the lotus feet of the followers of Sri Rupa Goswami as his life's ultimate goal, the Uttamadhikari disciple fully pleases his spiritual master. Sri Rupanuga Janira Pada Padmadhara Ekanta Bhavete Tandera Anugatyakara. Translation: take hold of the feet of the followers of Sri Rupa Goswami and follow them with exclusive commitment. From Sri Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. The Uttamadhikari disciple knows that his Gurudev is present by his side at all times. The Uttamadhikari disciple experiences union in separation from his Gurudev. He so much perceives the continuous presence of his Gurudev that he sometimes feels that his Gurudev has taken possession of every atom of his existence. The Uttamadhikari disciple tactfully avoids the association of the Kanishta Adhikari disciples because it pains his heart to see their systematic destruction of the mission that their Gurudev labored so diligently to establish. The Uttamadhikari disciple can do great benefit to the whole world because he is the abode of all good qualities and the reservoir of love of God.